fall marks the start of new performing arts seasons across Tucson, including Arizona Opera, which is celebrating its 38th year. Maestro Joel Revson holds the dual role of artistic director and principal conductor for the company. Next, Soo-Yun Lee talks with Joel Revson to get a preview of what's in store this season.
Well, I think it's going to be a wonderfully balanced season, as we always strive for. We open with Mozart's Così fan tutte, which is, in my opinion, his greatest ensemble writing. Mozart, who wrote so beautifully for wind ensemble, really sort of transported this into his writing for voices in this opera. It tells the story of an older gentleman who makes a wager that women cannot all be faithful. But he's really talking not just about women, he's talking about everyone, humanity. And he creates a scenario along with the maid Despina to place a bet with these two gentlemen who each are convinced that their girlfriends will, whose heads cannot be turned. Some people think it's kind of a silly story, but to me, what it talks about is the natural inevitability of human relationships. Then we go to Richard Strauss's opera Salome. An opera of about seduction, about really mental instability in some cases. It's based on the biblical tale of Salome. But one of the most exciting things for me this season, Sully, is what is called, for lack of a better word, a concert of signature arias. And people go, oh, what does that mean? We have managed to attract four superstars, four of the biggest names currently singing in the world of opera today. Christine Brewer, who this week will be doing a solo recital at Carnegie Hall. Christine is arguably the greatest Strauss soprano in the world right now. Along with Delora Zajic. Delora Zajic is probably the greatest dramatic mezzo-soprano in the world. She's currently at the Met singing the role of Amneris in their production of Aida. Richard Margeson, our tenor, is a Canadian tenor, and he's a Grammy nominee, sings these heroic roles all over the world. And of course, Gordon Hawkins, who was our Rigoletto last year. His residence is in Arizona, but he's hardly ever here because he's singing on the biggest opera stages in the world. So it's really an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime event. And then, of course, we will be doing La Bohème, and then we will end our season with Rossini's comic masterpiece, Il Barbiere di Siviglia, The Barber of Seville.
Arizona Opera was founded in 1971 as the Tucson Opera Company, but now you have two fully staffed offices both in Tucson and Phoenix. So how does it work?
With great difficulty. It's complicated. We actually produce our operas here in Tucson. Our rehearsal facilities are here. And sometimes we open here and sometimes we open there. And then, of course, in Phoenix, which is really becomes a bit more the economic engine, we have another part of our development staff and marketing staff, et cetera, and our finance office is in Phoenix as well. And I just have gotten to know I-10 way too well.
And many say that opera is one of the most all-encompassing art forms there is. Perhaps that explains a growing interest in opera among a younger generation in the United States?
Well, I think opera, you know, probably attracts more young audiences than any other performing art form. And I think the reason is many people who grew up in the MTV generation are used to seeing a visual portrayal along with hearing the music. And of course, opera is a world where you can enter through so many doors. If you love set design, lighting design, vocal music, orchestral music, dance, movement, that along with following the journey of these characters on stage becomes very enticing for young imaginative minds.
We have a link to the complete schedule for Arizona Opera's upcoming season online at azpm.org. Arizona Opera is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media.